is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
Fallen, because it's the first day of fall.
Autumn.
Oh. Oh,
I wish you just said autumn and not fall. I wish you didn't say fall at all.
Fall at all.
Just autumn.
Well, I don't think there's any.
Did you have a nice trip?
Songs called.
Did you have a nice trip?
Your headphones are going into the.
Did you have a nice trip?
No, I didn't fall.
See you next fall.
See, you can't do it.
Hey, guys.
Show's over.
Welcome to the show.
See you guys next time.
Welcome to the Spaghetti Brothers Radio Hour.
Wait, did we change the host?
Is that going to be our new...
I don't know.
Is that the one that Mike West came up with?
Yeah. Name drop, Mike West.
Rest
but I like it. I'll change it every show. Every show will have something different.
About spaghetti, though. Every time.
And at our last show, we will decide the official name.
Yeah.
How are people going to know us before the last show, though?
Make a Twitter poll. Make a Twitter poll.
No one,
poll.
No one
fine.
Listens anyway.
The fans don't matter.
That's true.
Anyway, as of right now, this is a Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show on RMD Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome to another week, another edition. We're here. Hello. The 22nd of September.
Woo!
It's like the 22nd of June.
It does.
It's hot.
It's 87 degrees right
too
now.
Too damn hot.
That's a beautiful number.
62?
87.
No, 87. 87. I
don't know why I said 62. Yeah, where'd you get
62? I wish it was 62, but...
Because it's 13 away from 100.
Yeah! Yep, that's why 87's a good number.
13's a spooky number.
Ooh.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, that's actually... You were in my mind right there.
Guys, that's so nice.
Well, hello. I'm your host, Ogie. With me, as always, Mr. Michael Spellman.
Hey, guys.
Emily Worthing's in studio with us today.
Hi.
And Jesse Lyons is here.
Phil Buckets is the man. He had a great game last
Wait! We're alive.
All the
time.
Surprise! They did not die.
Let me tell you guys what happened.
Came back like Jesus.
Let me tell you what happened. So the message I got was from Mark Spellman. You know Mark Spellman? He said, my son and his girlfriend died.
That was all.
I thought they died, but what he really meant is they killed himself. Like it killed Mark from their jokes.
Oh,
they were both Netflix.
Because we're just so we're funny. So funny.
Doesn't make sense.
You don't make sense.
Killing Mark with the funnies.
Killing Mark with the
funnies. Well, I'm glad.
Have you ever made Mark laugh?
Yes. Mark thinks I'm hilarious. Fun fact. One time, it was like 6 a.m. I was talking to Mark and Patty. Wait, Patty is Mark's wife. And I made not a funny joke. And they guffawed for a long time. So.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, how was everyone's week?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Warm.
I came into the week with a lot of the work that I needed to get done already done. So, that was... pretty good.
Look at you getting ahead of the game.
That's ahead of the game.
Wow.
Yeah, still feel behind.
My week was awful. It was just busy. There's just so much going on. I was in the library till wee hours of the morning every night.
Wait.
I ate.
What time is it? What time is that?
Like 1 in the morning.
Oh, so you.
1 in the morning.
1 in the morning.
1 in the morning, they bring the wee out? And you just play?
You're up till 1 in the morning.
Just play Wii Bowling.
Just like 1 a.m. and you got to go home and go to bed?
Yeah.
Is that about what time?
Yeah. My head would hit the pillow around 1:45.
1:45. You know what I was doing? 1:45.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What was I doing?
You were probably working.
I was probably working. Yeah. You know what time I was working to?
Till then.
To about 6 a.m.
Well.
Did you work till 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
Oh, that's. So
did you go to bed before class?
No.
Are you working tonight?
Yeah. Well, for like an hour or two.
Oh, what's
no, tonight?
No.
You might feel worse. You might feel worse after that.
Yeah. It
was. You might as well just stay awake. It's awful.
Okay. Well, I didn't choose
to. Don't you complain about going to bed at 1. It's a normal night for most people.
You should just get a different job. Like, do, like, online stuff. Like,
online. Do an online job.
Cam
stock
stuff.
Stock online shelves.
Stock Amazon
stock
shelves.
Stock Amazon shelves.
What if that's a job somehow?
How would you do that?
I don't know. You'd make the posts? I don't know.
Maybe. So, how's the job?
I mean, it's not too bad.
No? You like it?
Yeah,
you
build, it goes up, quickly actually. Down. Stock the shelves and stuff. Yeah.
Some guy got threatened with a brick.
Yeah, I got threatened get hit with a brick the other day though.
I heard. How did that happen?
Well, I was on register, and a guy asked me for some cigarettes. I walked back, grabbed them, came back, and he went, "Man, how much you weigh?" And I was like, "About 240, 245." He was like, "Man, only way I could take you out is I got to hit you with a brick." I was like, "Oh, gentlemen, please don't do that."
Now he carries around a holstered brick.
Yeah, so I'm on the lookout when people walk. If I see somebody with a brick, I'm running.
Right.
I'm out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make good money, though? Like, will it be worth it on payday?
I mean, I'll be able to pay rent and stuff. So.
Well, that's good.
That's what, yeah. That's
you
what,
owe rent, by the way.
Yeah, I'll get
preferably by Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, follow your dreams, kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the most exciting part about Jesse's job is the discount.
Yeah, I get 50% off his sheets.
That's insane.
It's a nice discount.
Yeah.
50% off anything.
50% off gas or just food?
Not gas.
Oh, that'd be
No, that's a whole different. Like, that would be awesome.
We're selling gas door to door.
Yeah, I'm getting barrels of gas.
I would definitely like volunteer to pay more for my food if I could get 50% off gas.
Yeah, I would say no discount on food if I could get.
Why don't you just eat your gas?
Well, I could.
Just drink it.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Works for cars. I bet they do that in
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think that.
Wow.
I have heartburn sometimes. Maybe it'll combust. My esophagus.
Sometimes?
You just catch on fire.
I think in an episode of Grey's Anatomy, they like pumped gas or like ethanol or something through this guy's heart to like burn stuff.
Yeah, because everything in that show is on
the I do love Grey's Anatomy, though. I just can't.
Good show.
Couldn't care less.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, I've never seen a single episode.
Crazy.
You wouldn't like
good
it.
Color,
yeah, you probably.
It's not one of your like four shows you watch.
It's not one of my five shows that I cycle through.
Did you see? I just saw this just right now. The trailer for the new Jumanji's out.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
I have seen it, and it looks like I would.
Why would we watch it? People on the radio can't see the trailer.
I'll describe
it for them.
Every 30 seconds, pause, and I'll describe what happened.
Okay, ready? Everyone got their headphones on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what happened?
Okay, so what happened was about 5 seconds into the video, the logo appears. Jumanji 2. Probably called something else.
Hold
but before
on.
That, there's a little flash. There's helicopters going. There was a
big
girl screaming. There was a snake.
Hold the phone. Everyone, I want you to listen. Oh, you put down the phone. I want you to listen to how Michael says Jumanji.
Wait, before you say that. Oogie, if you have the phone up, how are they going to call us?
That's true.
Exactly. Give us a caller.
412-397-6816. You want to talk about Jumanji? You want to talk about drinking gas? You want to talk about sheets? Whatever you want to do. Call in.
But right now, we're on Jumanji.
397-6816. Let's see what you have to say.
All right, let's do the next 10 seconds. All right, we're on a beach. Looks like they're going to build a sandcastle or something. Now we're not on the beach. They got a board game. Two decades and went untouched. Cool. Now we're in high school.
What's this?
We're in a basement of some sort. They got the TV out that they'd roll in when the teacher doesn't want to teach.
This is
somehow a board game became a video game, so now it's plugged into the TV, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but all right.
Can we hear what they're saying? Well, let's hear what they say.
All right.
Person in the game.
Bethany, you in?
I don't spend my life staring at a TV screen.
Rude.
Oh my god!
Oh, he's getting sucked into the TV!
All right, now someone got sucked into the TV.
My hair.
Wow, we got a call.
Where's the rest of me?
Jesse, is it you?
Oh my god, right, where are you?
Crap, I wasn't planning on that happening.
Oh.
My god.
Don't
do that, because we gotta figure out how the phone works.
Wait, so you don't even know how the phone works? It's like a wood call?
I think I know how it works.
Well, you pick it up is what I'm guessing.
I was call back. So excited.
You want me to call again just to see?
Why did it come up as your dad?
Because I am.
Wait, does
dad.
It say, what does it say?
It said Gregory Lyons.
That's weird.
He
that's
pays
weird.
For it?
How do I do recent calls?
All right, so these kids are getting sucked into a television. That's about what's happening. That's where we're at right now.
And then we got a prank call.
Being sucked into a television would suck.
Yeah. There's only three callers in there.
Hello, caller.
Hey!
How the radio it's not coming through the radio. I don't know how.
All right.
He still can't figure it out.
Oh,
we give up.
I don't know.
Okay,
well, anyway, moving on.
Do not call in, because right, we don't know
call.
How to do
we
it.
We don't know how it works. Don't call.
Text us.
Back to Jumanji.
Bethany, all right, the hot girl's Jack Black.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man. Wait a second. Where's my phone?
Oh, big hippo.
Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. I think we've become the avatars we chose.
Right, they made this movie in Colombia.
This is a video game, which means... We each have three lives.
Come on, let's go.
I'm Alex.
Watch your Nick step Jonas. In here.
Nick Jonas is in it, looks
so
like.
Gnarly.
So we gotta find the other two Jonas brothers.
We all have special skills.
I love pain here.
They're just punching each other. There's a helicopter.
I hate this game.
Everybody else got good stuff.
Weakness? Cake.
Yes, cake is my weakness.
You're no good weapons, valet.
What is that?
I think it means you carry my weapons and give them to me when I tell you to.
Don't let this new body get your butt whooped.
Ow! What the hell?
We have to work together.
Oh! I think it's a staring contest. Who's good at staring and not blinking?
I'm amazing at it.
I like can't even with this place.
We gotta go. Get on my back.
Hell no.
I'll carry you. Come on.
I would rather die.
Get on my back.
Nope. I'm going to die.
Kevin Hart. All right. So they're in a jungle, but it doesn't say anything else about what they have to do.
I know.
This guy survives. Survival.
I'm worried about
something good. Happening to me.
Am I shaking? Am I still black?
Yes.
Okay, we're fine. Everything is fine. It's all good.
It does look pretty. Oh, he exploded.
Wait, so there's Jack Black.
I mean, all takes
Jack
place
Black,
during Christmas.
The Rock. Jack Black's my favorite singer of all time.
Is Jonah Hill in this?
No.
I wish he was. Is
Nick
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
And some.
Some lady.
Karen
Nick Jonas
Gillian.
It's a decent
not,
cast.
That's not Jumanji. That. No.
Yeah, it's not like what it used to be.
No. I thought they were going to just remake the original movie.
I thought it was
hoping. But Kevin Hart and Jack Black's in it, so I'm with it.
Kevin Hart. Did you hear all the controversy with Kevin Hart?
I'm salty at...
He's really not that short?
No.
Yep, that's it.
He's a gosh darn butthead.
Yeah.
That's would you explain yourself why he's a butthead?
Go ahead, yeah. Yeah, he's a big old gosh darn butthead because he just got married to this really hot lady that's like 5 inches taller than him, but like still like super hot, and he got her pregnant, and he has two other kids, and then he's doing other stuff with other ladies, and then he released an Instagram post apologizing to his wife, and I'm so salty.
So he's sorry.
Yeah, he's sorry for cheating on his wife and his baby.
No, it doesn't make him less funny. So
he's still so funny.
So yeah, he's hilarious.
Still love the guy.
So basically, what happened? His last wife, he cheated on her with his new wife. Now,
yeah.
Oh, imagine that. You're gonna trust him?
No. And now he cheated on new wife, and
with his future to be wife.
Well, probably,
if history serves correctly, yeah. And he was being like blackmailed. Who someone has proof of him cheating and was like, give me millions of dollars or I'm going to extort you.
Yeah, but
so he came out and was like, yep, I was cheating again. Cheated on his wife. He cheated on with his other wife to get this wife. So he's just a whole big cheater.
Which I don't understand because, listen, Kevin Hart's funny, but like...
He's kind of a dick.
Big yeah, dick. But he's funny.
Big
so
old dick.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Can sleep funny with man. Who he wants. So he's gonna.
That's not how marriage works.
Exactly.
You think he cares?
Apparently not.
Yeah, exactly.
He
does not.
He has too much money.
It's not going to stop me from watching his
comedy. Like, his wife right now was ridiculously hot.
Me from cheating. I was like, oh.
Michael. Oh, Michael.
How does that make you feel, Emily?
Salty.
What would you do if he cheated? What's your first move? First move. First thing comes ahead. What do you
wow.
do?
Wow. I don't know. Probably eat some pie to cope.
Eat some pie. That's it. Ladies and
that's
gentlemen.
That's all you mean to her. She's not going to
just some pie.
No,
she's
no, to cope.
Step. She's going to
well,
eat pie.
Pie is the first step.
Pie is the first step. While I'm eating this pie,
like there got to be some aggression before.
No,
pie.
Oh no, it's like calm before the.
Oh,
storm.
I gotta go to Giant Eagle.
No, she can't go to Giant Eagle over here. No,
I can't. Nah. I can't go to the Giant Eagle.
You go there? Have you been back in there yet? Have you went?
Yeah, I made her go in once.
I went once, and I just ran like, so they couldn't see me. Okay, but no, first step is pie, and I would angrily like write things.
Angrily
write things at an angle, and I don't know what else.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. There. That's what you have to look for.
That was
to.
Not enough.
I don't know. What would I don't know. I've never planned for that.
I don't know what you would. It'd be interesting to see you angry.
Throw things would probably
I don't
be.
Really. See,
have
the thing
you
is,
seen her angry?
Yeah.
Like,
I've been angry, like,
ferociously
I've
angry.
I've actually been angry, like, once or twice around him. Like, like so, like,
what
angry.
Were you angry about?
I honestly, like, I can't remember, but, like, I don't get angry a lot. I hate confrontation.
Not true.
Just no, like,
angry
no, like,
all the time.
Not, like, true anger, though. Like, I'll be, like,
his
salty.
Spell's eyes are screaming, help me.
I'll be, like, cranky at him a lot, but, like, not, like, actually angry. I don't know. It's different. Like, when I'm, like, actually angry, like, I feel like it's different. I don't know.
You guys ever seen me truly angry?
Yes! Oh my gosh! When that guy was peeing, and then he got tackled by the other guy, and then
what?
You had to put him down.
Someone, hold on!
Wait,
someone
no,
was
the,
peeing.
You mean the guy that was passed out at my camp?
Yeah.
He wasn't peeing anymore.
No, the other guy was peeing, and then that guy tackled him.
Oh well, at that point, I did not know about the peeing incident.
Well,
I jumped in after that whole thing.
I don't. I've seen you angry, but I don't think I've seen you truly angry.
Not many people see me truly angry.
I don't want to see you truly angry.
Like, what do you get truly angry at?
It takes a lot.
When was the last time you were truly angry?
Truly
angry. Well, I want to know what the situation was.
Last time you were there. Last time I was truly angry, but I didn't do anything about it because my mom stepped in. Sean, it was at camp one time, and Sean. My brother, Sean, he was saying a bunch of... We were playing some non-alcoholic games. And he was just, like... I think you or Jackson did something. He was just, like, yelling at you guys and, like, doing a bunch of stuff. And I got real mad.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to remember the situation.
Because, like, he was... At this point, he left the game, the table we were playing games at. And he went to the fire, and we were still yelling at each other. I don't think you were.
I don't know, because I remember last summer something like that happened.
I was like,
no, I don't think it had anything to do with me and Jackson. I think
I don't remember.
He didn't
exactly want
to drink
happened.
Something. He wanted. I think it was something like he didn't want to drink a certain drink.
Well, I thought
and
one
he
of
quit.
You guys like did something in a game that he didn't agree with or something, and because that he gets I mad at a lot. Like he has specific rules for stuff, and if you go away from his specific,
it
rules,
could
he
have
gets
been something
mad.
Like that.
And it makes me so mad when he gets angry like that. And I was like a split second away from tackling him into the fire. Hold but my mom, like, ran up to me and, like, yelled at me.
What would G like, oh, do if you guys were, like, fist fighting?
He would be like, yeah, yeah.
And your mom would be like, no, stop it. Guys.
Well, no, my mom would make him.
I think your dad would be interested to see who wins.
I'm 100% sure I'd win.
I was going to say, I think G would have faith in you.
Well, at that point, you know, I think he'd be interested to see.
I keep wanting him to challenge me again.
if Sean and you were, like, fist fighting, I think Bree would just sit there on her phone like, oh, my God, whatever.
She had to go to the hospital the other day.
Why?
Something with her breathing. I don't know. It's not
important. Her Bree thing? Yeah,
nothing.
Stopped. Her Bree
guess thing. Guess she was hurt when she kept having chest pain and stuff. She was breathing. Mm.
Breathing is hard, guys. Okay?
Breathing is difficult.
It's hard.
Okay, when was the last time you were truly mad? And what did you do?
Have you ever been truly angry?
What does it take to get angry Ogie truly angry?
I don't know. Like, I don't think I've really gotten truly angry. Like, I don't know what it would take.
Want me to punch you and find out?
What would have made me angry?
I was gonna say about Ogie, like, I have, like, very rarely actually been truly angry. Like, I've been angry, but, like, right. Not, like, physically.
Like when I mean I was get relocated.
that might do it, yeah.
Like, I'm talking, I almost tackled my brother into the fire.
That would have been so also.
I want to push my brother down the steps all the time.
My brother threw me down the stairs once.
Like, I'll get upset or, like, frustrated about stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've gotten so worked up and, like, screaming.
See, that's, like, the difference between me and you. I go from perfectly fine to just pissed.
Right.
I don't have any in between. It's either you make me really mad or
what's
we're cool,
like,
together.
What's, like, your angry, like, what do you, like, so Jesse, when he gets angry, he wants to hit something.
Yeah, I'm attacking.
When I get really angry, I want to throw something.
Right.
What do you do?
You do.
I want to break.
I don't know. Like, I can't even think because, like, I don't think I've ever been
many a PlayStation controller. I guess maybe just like felt my wrath.
Just like yell, but like scream at someone or something. But like I don't know. Like I can't honest. I honestly cannot think of a time where I've gotten so.
He's too nice.
He's too nice.
I am too nice. It's a curse.
Too nice.
Mike and I were talking about this day and, like, the whole, like, confrontation thing. Like, I'm really, like, bad at confrontation, and I wish I was good at confrontation. Like,
what do you mean by, like, just talking to somebody or, like...
No, like trying to, like okay, so,
like,
example...
Like, disagreeing with someone? Or
like, trying to, like, figure out something or, like... So, a few months ago, I was with Sprint as a phone plan, and they, like, overcharged me $300, like, out of the blue, like, for no reason. And I tried to get it back, and, like, I called them, and I was on the phone with them, and, like, they were like, yeah, like, we can't do anything. And I was like... Okay.
But like like my brother's boyfriend will like fight tooth and nail
for like dollars
for like to get for like discounts on things
yeah.
Or like talking on customer service, like he will not give up. He's relentless.
Michael's dad's like
after
that
a
too.
While I'm just like fine, whatever, I don't care.
See, yeah. It depends, for me fine. It depends on what it's for. Like
what it's for and how.
If it was $300, oh, we're gone.
I tried, but it was this nice old black lady, and she's like, I can't help you, sugar. And I was like, okay.
Okay, Aunt Jemima.
I can't help you, sugar.
And I was like, well, gosh darn, I can't do anything now. I can't yell at
you. Asked to speak to a manager.
She was like the manager, and I was like, I'm not going to yell.
There's always
you.
Somebody.
No,
there's
I
always somebody
you,
above.
I worked in a call center
nervous.
This
oh, you know
summer
what?
For an internship.
I
am. She wasn't a manager.
I hate conversations.
There's always somebody you can go above them.
I'm it's telling so you from stressful. Experience.
What's the Apple CEO now? Tim Cook or
Tim
something?
Cook?
Steve Jobs.
I'm going to call Apple. I'm going to call Apple and keep asking to speak to higher up until I get to him.
Until you get to him.
Can I speak to your boss?
You know how long that would take?
Can I speak to your boss?
Which is never. You'd be on the phone for years.
What if I got to him?
Where are you going to start the chain? Are you going to start with like
I'm just
going to
call customer service.
Chinese
I call customer service.
Phone and just like
yeah, I guess. No, I'm just going to call customer service on their website.
Yeah.
And just work your way up.
Can I speak to your boss? This is Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. What can I do for you? I didn't think I'd get this far.
I have no issue.
My phone won't turn on.
Can I speak to your boss?
He's like, all right, let me wait. He puts you on hold. Jesus picks up.
No, it's like, it's the president.
The trustees.
Hello.
The president doesn't own him. Jesus does.
Steve Jobs in heaven. This is Steve Jobs.
Calling. This is a long distance call.
No, then
you
ask
Jesus.
No, Steve Jobs is Jesus' boss.
True.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
The turtlenecks.
Really. Oh, when Steve Jobs died, Heaven probably got a huge upgrade in their computers.
I wonder what their phones are like.
Their phones are probably so cool.
So cool.
If it exists.
What are they on right now? Like the iPhone 15?
They probably had rotaries until he died.
Oh, are you getting the new iPhone?
Not for $1,000.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Did they skip 9? I'm not up on iPhone stuff.
The 10 and X, I think.
No one, they've got the 8, and then it was the 10 or the X, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I guess no one's buying the 8. No one cares about the 8.
Oh, see, my phone's
just waiting for the 10.
My phone's like slowly dying, and like it's not working right anymore. So like I'm gonna upgrade, and the 7 is like $30 cheaper than the 8, mm-hmm. and so I was just gonna get the 8.
Yeah.
So like,
I mean, we'll wait and see what like Verizon usually do. Deals
they have a $300 trade in.
If you trade in your phone, or if you do it in this such a time, you'll get it for this. So we'll see.
Do you have a 6S?
No, I've got the 7.
Oh, you'll get $600. You'll get $300.
Yeah, off. So I don't know.
Do you have wireless headphones?
No.
Well, you're going to be struggling then.
Yeah, that's kind of a pain in the butt.
Just get a cheap wireless headphone. They're great.
I was looking at Amazon. Yeah, I was looking at Amazon. And they aren't.
Yeah, but you just charge expensive. Them when you sleep, and they're great.
I only have so many outlets.
Yeah, I use a lot of outlets.
You can always find one more outlet.
Get a power strip.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna be mad about like not having a headphone jack.
Wireless headphones are so easy.
It's annoying though, because like if someone's like, "Hey, take the aux cord," like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't play music here in the studio. Because you got the little adapter thing, but I lost that sucker right away.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it's like $10 to buy a new one. I was like, no.
Yeah, like it comes with an adapter, but it's like 2 inches big, right. And I'm going to lose that so fast. There's no way. Yeah. But I like the whole like wireless charging thing that's happened with the new iPhone. That's going to be handy dandy.
My phone can do that, but I have a thing on the back, so it doesn't work.
Can you put it on the front?
No.
So then take your case off.
No, it's not the case. It's the, like, card holder thing.
Yeah, but, like, take your case off and just charge it.
I guess I could do that, but that's a lot of work. Then every time I wake up, I got to, like, put that on. It's just too much.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know. You try. You tried your hardest. I enjoy how much you tried for me. I mean, you appreciate me a lot. I love it.
I love you. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Oh, guys, that was nice. Wow.
All right. You're the worst.
I know.
That was nice. That was a warm moment.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm excited for the next iPhone or whatever, but it's just meh.
Yeah, I'm not really pumped.
It knows what I look like and it'll open. Cool.
Yeah,
it's got a better camera. Cool.
I honestly like. I love my phone. I have the 6 Plus, and I don't want to upgrade. Out of a but
lineup, great.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm okay with staying with my 7.
You do know that after they have that, they have your face and your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which
is wild. I would never willingly downgrade to a non-smartphone, but I wish as a society we went back. We
like everyone just left smartphones.
Yeah, right. I wish we
like
would.
A razor. Like you want a razor?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'll never willingly get like a flip phone again, but I want one. I want everyone to go back to it.
When I was a simpler. Kid, simpler. I wanted a razor so bad. I thought they were the coolest.
I remember when I got a razor, I was like, this is awesome.
My brother got a razor, and I wasn't allowed to get one. And I was
they're
so
cool.
Bad.
They look cool.
Then I sat on it and broke it, but that's a whole different thing.
They still are cool.
Yeah, my brother still has
it. I like the idea.
If they could make the Razr into like a smartphone,
like you flip it,
totally like a flip smartphone. I mean, like it had like the internet, like you could use the internet. And
wait, no, Oogie, that's a good idea. We need to cut this radio show off and go make that.
Go make a flip.
Right now.
Nobody listen.
Everyone stop listening right now. I think someone tried to make it.
No one would want. I don't think. Make it for ourselves. I think you can find some like hipsters or something that would buy like a flip phone.
Maybe.
I think
smartphone.
The thing I miss most about like not smartphones is I actually miss an actual keyboard. I love my last non-smartphone. Yeah,
phone.
I loved like having like.
I had a full.
I don't know how to make it, but I had the Pantech. I had the design already in my head how it's gonna look. I'm ready.
Jesse's ready.
I had the Pantech Link 2. And it looked like a BlackBerry, and it had like physical keys and like a full keyboard, and I loved that phone.
Yeah, I miss
Apple. If you want,
it was indestructible.
Sign me up. I got it.
Bad news. Galaxy Folder 2, Samsung's new Android flip phone.
Dang it!
When was that?
June 22nd of 2017.
Oh wow!
How'd you do that to me, Samsung?
What does it look like?
Wait, does Apple have one? If not, I'll go to Apple.
Wait, is the outside a touchscreen?
And then outside what happened?
Oh my!
Outside is a touchscreen, and then you flip it, and it's got like the normal like number pad, numbers, and then the inside screen is touchscreen too.
I like that.
Is that exactly what I was going to be?
I would buy that.
It's like there's not too many ideas you can have for it.
Literally, you described exactly what I was thinking.
I was thinking, sideways.
I'm so sad now.
Like a sideways.
Wait, listen, that means you're just as smart as a designer at Samsung.
That's true. But they already made it, so I can't make anything off of this.
But if that guy's dead, you can take his job.
Yeah, if he dies, Samsung, if that guy dies, sign me up.
Sign him up.
When are they coming out with this? Because I want this.
It's pretty cool. It probably is going to suck Samsung and have a lot of problems.
Oh, it's probably going to be terrible.
Rumors, GFX bench hint.
No, I'm not going to watch that. I didn't like the way that guy
said. So, who do the Bills play this weekend?
Bills play the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos? You ain't even going to win that one?
No.
Why not? Their quarterback's terrible. They got no QB.
Yeah, ours
They had to go back to Osweiler.
Oh, did they?
Trevor Simeon.
They signed him back.
Pretty well.
They signed Osweiler back.
Yeah, they did
sign. They have. That doesn't mean he's been playing.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're making that move, that means you don't trust your
starter. Von Miller's having two defensive touchdowns.
Does he already have two defensive touchdowns?
No, he's going to have two defensive touchdowns.
Against us?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, no, we are not good.
Not looking good.
I can't stand Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, he's the worst.
So ready for him to get hurt or just...
I want to know a year ago that Ogie loved Tyrod.
No,
you guys have
never loved
Tyrod. You guys have Peterman, right?
We do have Nathan Peterman.
Get Peterman.
I cannot wait for Nathan Peterman to start playing.
Put him in.
It's the name of my fantasy team is the MV Petermans.
Is that really your team?
It is.
Nice.
That's a good name. That's pretty good.
Thank you. And then my other
fantasy team is Team Ogwich.
It's true. My other team name is Not My Goat. Because Tom Brady
Do you not have a goat?
Tom Brady is not my goat.
Who's your goat? OJ?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he's about to be free, guys.
Yeah.
Like free, okay. like 2 weeks.
Free to hang out.
Is it beginning of October or end of October?
I don't know.
Google. Emily. Phone.
Huh?
When's OJ's out? Coming out? When are we having our OJ party?
Yeah, when are we having an OJ party?
When are we drinking orange juice?
I'm not going to drink any orange juice because I don't like orange juice.
You don't like orange juice?
No.
Listen,
I'll drink Sunny D.
Drink Sunny D.
I'll drink mixed Sunny D.
I can give it
Sunny D. I don't like Sunny D.
You find it yet?
Hey. After Tuesday, we can have screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Because it'll be my 21st birthday.
Guys, he's coming out real soon. He could be out as early as October 1st.
Nice.
Imagine he screws up, gets in a fight in prison.
Well, he almost didn't get his parole or probation.
Why?
Because he was pleasuring himself in his cell.
So?
Why does anybody care about that, man?
Why can't you do that?
No, why?
You're not allowed.
That's so dumb.
You're not allowed.
And on top of it, a female guard caught him. So it was even worse.
Yeah.
So they almost
didn't. Did she join in?
No.
I watch a lot of prison documentaries. Ask Michael.
Why? I don't understand.
I watch
why you can't. Do
I watch
that
prison
in
documentaries. Like you with the same shows, I watch them over and over again. But I love prison.
As long as you do it in a sock or something, you know. As long as you're not getting
no, you're not allowed.
Dirty.
You're not
it's
allowed.
Stupid.
You're not even allowed to have like ladies in bikinis. You can have no porn
it's
whatsoever.
Because you're not supposed to have fun in jail.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Why do they give them basketball courts
and gyms
and
like
checkers?
My boy Fennel came out jacked. That's not a lie. He's huge.
Prison is great for some people. Some people love prison.
Homeless people go to prison on purpose.
Has to be warm.
Have you ever seen the show Live PD?
No, I've seen Cops. Though.
By far my favorite show.
Have you seen Cops?
I love Cops.
Yeah, but Live PD is better. Live PD,
better than Cops?
Live PD is Cops, but live. It's literally live.
No, so they get the good. They get
so
the Cops.
You get
so you get all the stuff that happens.
It is.
Wow.
Amazing.
So what channel is that?
So they really
A&E.
They really screen who they allow to be on that day.
It is so great.
They can't go to like crazy crime scenes though.
There's
oh, like
some
live
crazy
TV
stuff. Yeah,
you can see so much stuff.
We found it last year, and over the summer when I was home for those 3 weeks, every week we'd watch. It's on
who's we?
Me, my parents, and my sister, my family. So it's on Friday nights 9 to midnight, and then Saturday nights 9 to midnight. And they've got, you could do like Live PD fantasy. So like fantasy football, but for Live PD.
How's it work?
So you like pick the cops and like for certain things they do or certain situations they're in, you get points.
Can we do
I
this?
Like that.
There's also,
I like that.
There's also Live PD bingo. Google.
I can't. My computer's not working.
There's Live PD bingo. So like if certain things happen, you mark it off on your bingo board.
How many points
there's
do you
live
get if a cop
PD.
Kills an innocent
we
person?
We make a drinking game. Out
live,
of
there
IPB.
Are live PD drinking game. This show is absolutely amazing. It was one of the best shows ever.
I'm interested.
We can watch
we
it.
Need
when
to,
we
need
do
to watch.
Watch it when
yeah,
we get home.
Yeah, I think we should watch it.
It was on A&E when.
You want to know what my favorite show on television is? Impractical Jokers. It's on at every minute.
But it's so funny.
It's
of every hour, of every day, of every week.
You being sarcastic, you do actually like
it. I love that
it.
Show.
It's so funny. I love it.
If you That's need background thing. Noise,
just
Impractical
put
Jokers.
It on.
Background
it's
noise.
Incredible.
What are you doing in the front ground?
What?
You said you need background noise. What are you doing in front of it?
Not the.
I like how he's a front ground.
I'm not doing anything to Sal. Come on.
Live episodes.
Q's my
in
favorite
October.
Guys. Everyone knows that.
So Live PD comes back for season 2 in October.
All right.
I just downloaded the
they
A&E
took a break.
I guess so I know what we're doing.
I can only
in
think
October.
Of three of their names. Mm-hmm. There's Murph.
Murph.
Or Mur.
Mur.
Q. Sal.
Joe.
Oh, Joe. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say Frank.
No, it's Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Frank.
That show is great.
You think any of them are married?
Yeah, the one guy, the
Joe
with like the white.
Yeah,
hair.
Joe seems like he'd be married.
Yo, he is married, and she's very attractive, actually. Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Go, Joe.
I heard if they have stand-ups, though, don't go to their stand-up stuff.
No, because
they're like because PG or like.
It's kind of it's almost like when you go to it, they're putting on like a weird show for you, and I heard it's not that great. Like I heard this from the Pat McAfee show, you know. Yeah. Pat McAfee, greatest punter of all time from greatest Pennsylvania. Time. Baldwin. Or Plum. Baldwin, one of them.
Plum.
Is it Plum?
Plum.
So he went to one, and he said their actual jokes and stuff wasn't funny, but at the end they show you like behind-the-scenes stuff to their show, which that stuff's funny. So if you're going to go, that's the only stuff you get to look forward to.
I want to go to a stand-up show.
I like the idea of going to see stand-up.
Got to be somebody.
But, like, yeah,
I would
the mass
Kevin
majority
Hart.
Of people doing stand-up are probably awful.
Yeah, it got to be somebody funny.
Well, I would say Kevin Hart or like what's that that black comedian that you like?
Oh, God,
Morgan Freeman.
No,
that's not Kevin Hart.
He was like,
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. I would see him.
Well, I don't think we can afford
is that
to
it?
See
is that
him.
The only person you would go see?
Or Kevin Hart?
Those are the only two.
And I would quietly boo him.
What's
once.
What's Dane Cook doing?
No, I wouldn't go see Dane
Nothing.
Cook.
I don't think he's doing anything.
No, but like, ooh, like what is he actually? Is he like a?
I would see Seth Rogen.
He's probably living off of whatever he
I
has.
I don't think Seth Rogen is a touring comedian.
He does stand up.
I didn't know he does.
He
stand-up.
Did stand up.
He doesn't tour. I don't think
he had a good.
He might. He might still do like small shows. But he's not like a bit. He doesn't like. That's not his thing. He likes to
do
movies. But we found a clip of him when he was like 16 or something like that.
Do we stand up?
It's like 5 minute long stand up, and it's real good.
It's really funny. I was so.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I love Seth Rogen.
I want to go to like New York City and go to all those like comedy clubs where like
that'd be fun.
Everyone starts like the Comedy Cellar or you know Live Underground stuff like that, and just like go because there's a lot of comedians like big name comedians and like people coming up, and they just travel around these clubs all night. You know, you can go to these through till like 5 a.m. and just listen to comedians.
That'd be
so cool.
Yeah, I would definitely want
to
do that.
We have to do a trip to New York or something.
Yeah,
spring break.
Probably gotta work, but I'll think about it.
I'll have a real person job by then, though.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Boomer.
Oh, well. I'm trying to look something up right now, but I'm not going to be able to get in time. We can move the next
Seth topic. Rogen just seems like he'd be the he just seems so nice.
I love
like in real
Seth
life.
Rogen.
They had him on, I don't know what, some YouTube channel or something had him on, and like he took a stranger's phone and like was messing around on their Tinder trying to like get the matches and stuff. And he was just so nice to the person.
He's so
nice.
I love
I
his
watched,
voice.
We watched the same thing with TJ Miller.
Yeah.
And TJ Miller was just an a-hole.
Yeah.
He was just like a dick.
I've heard TJ Miller do a couple interviews, and he says like he's out and open. He's like, yeah, I'm a dick to people. He's like, I tell people if they ask me for pictures.
Oh, he won't take pictures.
I don't want to take a picture. I'd rather.
No, but he'll talk to you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to take a picture with you, but I'll have a conversation with you. Like, I want to have a conversation.
Which I would like that more.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
If I walked up to him, I would rather actually talk to him. You know how much fun that would be?
Yeah. He's a cool guy. Like, if you've ever heard him do an interview, seems pretty cool.
I listened to his podcast. He is great on there.
Yeah.
Cashed in.
I don't want to get famous. I just want to get like successful enough to the point where like I get if I lived in Hollywood, I could get invites to like the big parties that people
like. You'd be like, a low tier at the party.
Yeah,
you're
be
there.
A low tier, but I'm there and like I'm seeing celebrities walk.
And
past.
You can like talk to like Seth Rogen and be like, "Hi, I don't know what to say to you, but I
hey,
like
hello.
You a lot."
I think I'd want to get to the point where like
I'm not famous, but like if I walk down the street, someone would stop and be like, is that? No, that can't be. Is that?
Is you want to
be
Google?
You want to be like D-list.
That looks like, but no.
Is that looks that, like that dude know, from that thing.
Or yeah, or like someone's like, oh, I swear he looks so familiar. You so they be start like, Googling stuff to try to figure out who
you
want to
be
am.
Like a YouTube person. Yeah. Like,
well.
Not like actually on YouTube, but, no, like, but like to their level right, of fame. Like
I want some. Yeah. I want to be able to walk down the street and you want someone to could recognize me, but not like really, like not be able to look at me like, oh, that's who that is. You know,
what steps yeah. are you making to be in these shows?
I'm not. I'm just that. Saying, like, that's the level.
That'd
of
be
famous
cool.
I'd,
yeah.
That's the level of famous I'd want.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
You don't want
to
be like, Matthew McConaughey.
No, I don't no. want to be mobbed by people. When
yeah,
I walk down
that's
the street.
Too
I don't
much.
Be constantly asked for pictures.
You want someone to look, say, huh, that guy looks familiar. They yeah. Google someone like, oh, that is that
yeah,
guy?
Like, I think yeah. I saw
but
him.
Not care enough to go and talk to you.
Right,
and ruin your
exactly.
Day.
I'd be okay with that because still at that point you're doing enough to make a decent living. Right?
Yeah, and but, you're like still like living a normal life because yeah. people aren't like mobbing you all the time. Right.
That's don't live in LA though. It's too expensive to live
and
there.
Warm.
Smog.
Honestly.
And there's earthquakes.
There's smog. And earthquakes.
You're like Danny McBride, vice principal. You know,
and there's
vice
hurricanes.
Yeah. You know Danny McBride?
You know Danny McBride.
Yeah, he lives in North Carolina because he has it figured out.
Yeah.
See, cheaper to live there.
If I never go to California in my life, I would not be upset.
Yeah,
I don't
I have
go
no
there.
Interest in traveling.
My luck, I'm going to go there, then an earthquake's going to hit, it's going to break off, and I'm going to be stuck there.
No,
there's nothing in California I want to see.
The whole West Coast, like, nah, no thanks. I'm good with the East. No.
Yeah. I'd want to go to Washington.
Losers over there.
I'd want to go to Washington.
Maybe Seattle, but just for like a couple days.
Yeah.
But
just go and get hit with the rain
so
and leave.
So expensive, and they're all like hippie freaks. Like
I think
in California?
No, in Washington.
Like Seattle.
Seattle. They are hippie freaks, but it'd be neat to go.
I think as far west Oregon as I want to go is Colorado.
Yeah.
That's not far west as you to travel, just to visit.
And it's not because of the stuff they have legal there.
Right. No, no, no.
It's not because
Jesse
everybody
has
here knows here that. That.
Jesse has the finger
that.
Up. He's wagging his
He's
finger
wagging.
In the studio.
People know what's in Colorado you want?
Just a mountain. Yeah, just like the mountain.
Just a mountain.
Look awesome, man. I would like
Rocky
to go
Mountain
there.
Oysters.
That's about as west as I would go.
We should go.
Do you know what Rocky Mountain Oysters are?
So
no.
Next year,
fried
we should
bull
do like
testicles.
A camping
trip. Gross. No,
like
thank
a
you.
A week-long camping trip. No, just like in the wilderness.
In Colorado? I don't have money
Not
to go to
Colorado.
Colorado.
Like somewhere else. Like in
My
the
family rented a cabin in the Rocky Mountains in Tennessee one Christmas. And that was really cool.
I want to go to Nashville. Nashville's become
Nashville.
Like the new party spot.
Is Texas more west than
Nashville?
Colorado? No. Texas is right before.
What, Colorado? They're like probably like.
They're like yeah. They're
I
probably
think
very
Colorado's
close.
A little
I'll go to
further.
Texas too. Because Texas
I think Colorado's good. Like right above Texas. I'm
but like California, that's pretty much like going out of the United States, and I don't want to do that.
But it's only going out of the United States.
people there
going
are dumb.
To hippie land.
The only way I'd
there's
go there.
Dumb people everywhere.
There's one way I'd go to California. This is it.
Yeah.
I would fly in. I would get there at 6 p.m.
All right.
At
this
6
is
p.m.,
very...
I would go into the SAP Center. I would watch the San Jose Sharks play. And then as soon as the game ended, I would go back to the airport and fly back home.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the only way I'm going to California.
All right. Okay.
I would go to Vegas. I think Vegas would be fun.
I would
for
spend
like
so much
weekend.
Money, I don't want to go there.
I would go for like
oh, actually,
weekend.
Colorado's further west than Texas.
Yeah. Ah, good. So Texas is in the clear for me.
Okay.
I don't like Texas.
How do you not know where Texas is?
Man, I don't know where places are.
Have you never looked at a map?
I've literally been on like the East Coast.
There's a lot of middle states I know.
Yeah,
man.
So have I, but I know where Texas is.
What's that really square
I know they're
one?
In the
it's
same
the
thing.
Middle
in
of the country. In
like
on the bottom.
Colorado is pretty
not
much
that
exact
much west
square.
It's
so is Wyoming.
It's Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, well, Georgia.
No, yeah. You just make a map.
There's like four square
Missouri's
ones.
In there,
like
too.
Like one square one. It's like especially.
You forgot Missouri.
Missouri. All right. Okay, hold on. I'm going to – give me the states surrounding Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah. Wisconsin.
Okay.
Illinois.
Ohio.
Illinois.
Illinois.
No,
no.
Not Ohio. Illinois is between them. Why? No, not Wyoming.
Kentucky.
Over the west.
Kentucky is nope, nowhere near Iowa.
Tennessee.
Nowhere near.
I know where Pennsylvania is, and that's the only thing that matters.
Iowa is
Iowa's,
directly.
Iowa's like the elf's face.
Is elf's face? Yeah.
I know what it looks like.
Minnesota's above it. It's
Minnesota,
the little hat.
Don't you know?
Minnesota, Minnesota, or as I like to call it, South Canada.
Minnesota, don't you know?
Right, there's collusion there, going on. There's collusion.
Something's going on.
If you show them that, I'm going to end you.
I literally want to know what's happening.
What is it? Secret, secrets are no.
What happened? Please put on record that Jesse might kill me.
You're gonna send that and you're gonna give me your phone. I'm gonna delete that off your phone.
What is going on?
You don't get to see.
I want to see it.
Do I get to see?
No.
Do I ever get to see it?
I won't show him, but let me see it. Let me just keep it.
What do I have to do to see it?
No, I won't show him. I promise. A pinky. A pinky.
She pinkies.
Make sure you send
it. I really want to know.
At this point, it's probably not worth it.
If it's all about all
I don't know. Jesse's getting pretty excited.
It's very worth it. What is it?
It's a great picture.
It's a good one.
Why can't I see it?
You can't see it.
Why?
Wait, did Jackson text you?
What? What?
If he sent you his picture, I'm going to be mad.
No, he didn't.
Okay, good.
Until I get this photo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, no.
Don't delete them. Please don't delete them. Please don't delete them.
All right, we'll let those two have their moment. You and I can talk.
I don't, whatever.
But yeah, Nashville. I want to go to Nashville.
So, my buddy Kyler. Okay. My buddy Kyler, his mother lives in Texas. So he went down to Texas this summer to visit them. Are they coming up on our mics?
No, they're muted. It's just you and I. That's probably coming in.
Look at Jesse's face.
I've never seen Jesse that. Emily's crying.
This show's Jesse's off the rails, and we don't know why.
What is going on?
Can I see them?
No.
Can I see them?
No.
Why?
You can see them later.
Okay.
Oh my. Why am I excluded? Is there a reason? Is this connected to me in any way?
100% in prison. Send those to me.
Oh, they're sent. They're coming.
Is this connected to me in any way? Or am I just getting excluded because of bullying?
I don't think I've ever seen Jesse. You know Jesse's. It's funny because Jesse's doing his laugh. There it goes.
Like a deranged Keebler elf. Like a Keebler elf's gonna kill everyone in the tree.
Oh.
Why are you taking so long? I feel like you guys are making fun of me, but I don't
care. You've got tears in your eyes there, pal. Good lord.
I don't get what's happening.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You'll know eventually. If you show him these, I'm going to attack you.
Is there like a time limit that I have to wait?
You don't know when the time's right.
I don't know what that means. Do I have to go to prison?
Yeah, they are. All right, we're back to the show.
Well, now you're back.
Oh, we're back now.
You all right?
Oh, no.
So our friend Kyler, he went to Texas to visit his mother. Uh-huh. And
he also walked to the
somehow, park. Yeah, his family ended up in Tennessee for something. They were in Nashville or something. They got into a fight because of the person he is. But he started just walking around Nashville, just walking around, I guess, the strip or whatever, where everything is.
Right.
Just going bar to bar to find somewhere that it will serve him because he wasn't of legal age.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet it's a real nice place.
Yeah. But that's like turned into the new like go-to spot.
Yeah, well,
for, like,
I mean,
kids our age.
Do you remember watching the Stanley Cup? I mean, it was just lit down there.
Yeah,
they used to have a good time.
And I'm a big country music fan, so it'd be cool to go to bar to bar and hear all these people, new up and coming artists, or you know, have some big artist pop, just like the comedy places in New York. You know, just go and see what you get. You know.
I'd go.
Have some drinks, listen to some music, see the sights. I think it'd be cool.
Okay. Let's do it right now.
All right, we'll see you. See you.
Me and Jesse are going to go to Cali today, but didn't do it.
We were going to go. You know, a plane ticket was only $450.
That's fine. I had that covered. Easy.
But
tickets to the show we wanted to go to were $87.
Tickets to get in were $87. It's too much.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do that one. So next time.
Next time.
Yeah,
that concert would have been great though. That'd have been.
What concert was it?
So Linkin Park was doing a tribute show for their fallen member Chester Bennington,
right,
and they were having the lead singer of a band that Jesse and I like. He was going to be performing with them in his place, in Chester Bennington's place, and it was going to be real lit.
Oh, I would have cried.
That would have been a good concert.
There's a National Saudi Day Snapchat filter.
No.
Oh boy!
I guess I can't say my joke on
the
radio.
Please don't.
They're having a shindig in Seoul.
They're having a shindig.
Yeah, I didn't see like any advertising for that. Usually there's like stuff.
Well, I think everyone who really is interested already knows about it.
Yeah, probably. It's
yeah,
it's still
usually like posters and stuff around.
Guys,
I guess.
It's our day.
What's their day?
Friday's our day.
Friday's not our day.
Friday's our day.
Well, where are we going from here, Oaks?
I don't know. We got 10 minutes. Where
I'm
do you
still
want
to trying go? To recover.
I have really bad heartburn after that.
Okay. I want everyone to go into their phone, go into Twitter. Go into your likes.
Go into Twitter. Go into my likes. All right.
Find the funniest thing that you can within the first 5 scrolls.
I can do that.
And share it.
All right, I got it.
Share what it is. If maybe, I don't know how we do a video.
It is said, yeah, she's thick, but how thick is her heart?
Ooh, yeah. Let's see here.
Oh, I liked a video of Brett Eldridge singing to his puppy.
Don't
that
know.
Was nice.
Who's that? That's is that a country
he's
singer?
A country singer.
Someone posted a picture of them in church, and they're drinking like the wine, and the caption was shots, shots, shots. Michael, look at this.
Oh, did you see that Twitter post that's going around, and it's titled "This may be the saddest thing I've ever read"?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They ruined me.
That wrecked
me. Tugged at my heartstrings.
I cried.
That was.
I cried.
Oh.
All right. Here's what I got. This is a tweet from Yinzer Seinfeld. So Yinzer Seinfeld is an account that tweets Seinfeld type situations, but in Pittsburgh. So Kramer finds the log jammer in a dumpster behind Kennywood and dreams of recreating the ride in his apartment. That's what I got.
Rest in peace, a log jammer.
Rest in peace.
That's disappointing. What are they putting in its place?
You've never been to Kennywood, have you, Ogie?
I have not.
We'll have to go next summer.
You got to go at least once.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah.
We'll
you
go
can't.
Next
it's not
yeah,
like
you gotta go once.
It's not like Disneyland or something, or Disney World, something like that. Where you can go a bunch of times.
No.
You can only go like once or twice.
Yeah.
Every like 7 years.
Here's a good one. Go Bills is an acceptable replacement for goodbye anywhere in Buffalo. It's true. It's not
go
funny,
Bills.
But it's true. Go Bills.
How about this? I got a video. Mm-hmm. Of Tim Curry, who originally plays the clown in
right.
The It movie.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 10-second video of him just ranting. So we'll do that.
About clowns?
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
No context to it whatsoever.
No.
But I liked it.
All right.
Did you guys see the new It movie?
I have not.
No, I
it
have
was
no interest
L
in seeing it.
It.
Michael and
maybe
I
we can
went.
Try to find it on illegally tonight. Maybe watch
it. Might
it.
Be
oh, what?
The old
not illegally.
The
illegally.
Old one is there.
The old one's not on Cody.
Is the new one?
Well, probably
nah,
on
probably
my
not.
Box.
Not
I bet
not
it's on
long
my box.
We rented it off Amazon. It was like $3.99 for the old one.
What about the new one? You rented it yet?
No, it's not on Amazon.
I have.
Oh my
no
God, Jesse! You need to take.
You don't
it
like scary movies?
No, I have no interest in watching it.
Okay, let me hit you with that news headline.
Yeah, go for it.
Woman gets life after murdered husband's pet parrot repeats, "Don't shoot."
What?
Woman
oh,
gets life after
no.
her murdered husband's pet parrot repeats, "Don't shoot."
Oh, no.
How about that?
Wow.
These guys are too much.
I can't even. Let's see. What else did I like? Mm-mm-mm. Box tweeted today, "I've had enough password resets at RMU to use my original one."
Is that really like, can you use your original one?
I think so. Apparently.
I must I be know. Getting there. I would think. Oh, I am real sick of doing that. I hate that. I have to do it. I keep getting the emails for it now.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. "Nothing helps put sorority recruitment supervision in perspective like a dental procedure." Scott Erlbacher said that one.
How about
shout out to all the sororities going through recruitment season.
How about Elon Musk looks like Leonardo DiCaprio got left in a microwave for too long?
yeah, I can see it. I heard somewhere that Leonardo DiCaprio is like the next Jack Nicholson.
What does that mean?
Like, I guess he's just like the way he's been acting and the way he's been looking, like, is just like
old?
Synonymous to Jack Nicholson. And I guess, do you hear... Leonardo DiCaprio's being considered to be the Joker for the next.
I did see that, and I don't know what's happening, man. There's like so many Joker things. I don't know. Whatever. Sure.
I wouldn't be against it. I think that'd be good.
No, cool. He's a great actor. How about this one? The professor asked an Egyptian student why he chose to come to Cal U. For those of you who know, Cal U is California University, which is in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. The Egyptian student said, I thought was real California is not mistake.
That's good.
Nice. Well,
you can get confused with Indiana University Indiana, of Pennsylvania. Yeah, UP here, yeah.
Yeah. Get original places, Pennsylvania. What the heck?
Well, you know, we have winning sports teams, so it's fine.
That's true.
All right, here's a good one. CNN posted an article titled, A Man Received $75 Check to Restart His Life After Being Wrongly Imprisoned for 31 Years. Someone quote tweeted that, where was he locked up at GameStop?
That's a good one.
They like, receive like the balance they have like in their food thing, and then they get like $25 on top of that.
Nice.
Here you go.
Restart that life.
Go buy a bus ticket.
Yeah. Well,
it's about that time.
After what I've seen, I have nothing else to talk about. So
okay. Well, we'll mute your mic. You're done for the night. Say goodbye, Jesse.
All right. I love you all. Goodbye.
Emily, final thoughts?
I have heartburn. Bye.
Okay. Michael, final thoughts?
I want to know why I'm being bullied.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll get to the bottom of it.
I feel like I'm not.
You're being appreciated, buddy. If you should.
Are you guys photoshopping my face on prison memes? Like, what's happening?
That's a good idea.
New segment. Okay. Final thoughts, Michael?
I don't know. I got nothing. My head's consumed with this.
I think that'll do it for tonight's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to tonight's episode of Tuesday Night
Spaghetti Radio. Brothers Radio Hour.
On Army Radio, your campus, your voice. Don't think we'll be on air next week.
Next week.
I'm going home.
Ogie turns 32.
Yep, true. So unless you want to come in and try to play with the buttons.
Nope, you guys are on your own Friday night.
So then the
read
week,
a book or something.
Week after that, I will be going to Cincinnati, so no show next week. So we'll see you in 3 weeks.
Play Scrabble that Friday.
Feel free to listen to us on demand on RMU Century. So that'll do it. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and happy weekend. That's it. Go Bills.